What bracha do we make on chocolates? Very good. Excellent. Shalom aleichem to all those who are not normally here, and aleichem shalom to those people who are. And here we are, a big yishker for all the people who prepared the source sheets and refreshments, etc. Let's have a look at this fascinating question, and that is, what bracha should you make on chocolate? And first everyone says, we all make charcoal and chocolate, why not? Why ever not? The simple answer to that, why not? And it's really a big question after that, such a good question. Then the question is, why aren't we making charcoal? Such a question. The simple answer why we should make ha'etz on chocolate is because trees that grow, chocolate beans are grown to make cocoa out of it, and the majority of cocoa that's used is for making chocolate in some shape or form. And therefore, it seems quite clear, and this is where we started from, seems quite clear, we'll go in order, but there's quite clear sources in the Gemara that if the purpose of growing something is in order to make something out of it, it's going to be the bracha that you ate, even if you grind it, even if you squeeze it, whatever you do to it, that is the purpose. If you're eating it for the purpose that it was grown, then if it's a fruit of the tree, which the cocoa bean is, then the bracha should be berei peri, the bracha should be berei peri ha'etz. So let's have a look at, let's go through the source sheet, and let's try and build a case that we should make berei peri ha'etz, and then see where we get to. So, by the way, just to give a little bit of a taster in the beginning, Dan Krauss is famous for his claim that it should be berei peri ha'etz. So is Rav Shlomo Zalman famous for it as well. If you have a look at source number 5, we'll start off with this just to get us into it. Source number 5 is a letter that Rav Neuvert, the Baal Shmir Shabbos Kilchoso, wrote to his brother-in-law, Lebot Lachaim Aruchim, Dain Krauss, and he asked him, Tiua kochazina hocha, I've seen a confusion, something surprising, be'inyan shokolad, about chocolate, the zel shein gisi horav hagon Yeshua Neuvert Shlita zeichet tzad livrocha. Now he says his question is he asks ma daitcho beinyan shokolad. What is your opinion about chocolate? Lechayu yesh levorich ha'etz. Rav Neuvert writes to his brother-in-law the bracha should be ha'etz, and he gives a source. V'zut shuvasi. Rav Dain Krauss writes in the sefer Makor Bracha. This is what I answer. He said quite right. He says, Heitev dibalto, you spoke correctly, v'chochma sho'alto, you asked wisely, v'ani mishtoimim, I am completely astounded, he says, al hamare, when I see derubon kechulon, nearly everyone makes mevorchim shehakol on chocolate, makes shehakol on chocolate, v'ein poitze peh, nobody says anything about it, nobody complains. What's going on? That is, so why should you make ha'etz? So therefore, let's have a look at source number one, and source number one will tell us the following. Source number one is really based on the Gemara, but I didn't want to quote more Gemaras because it just becomes more and more lengthy than my Makovis. Shulchan Aruch says the following, Peiros, if you take fruit, sheshron, that you soak, oibishlon, or you stew and cook, b'mayim in water. Now, what's the brach on the water? The flavor of the water goes into of the fruit goes into the water. You make charcoal on the water because it's water in the end with a bit of fruit flavor, but it's not the fruit. Ah, the Horosh Kosav says the Shulchan Aruch, but that is the opinion of the Rambam, that the Rosh holds to Efsha. She'im nichnas talma pri b'mayim mevorach sha'at brei pri ha'etz, you should make brei pri ha'etz. Why ha'etz? You're not eating the fruit. So he says why. He says that the reason is, if you have a look at she'akol, numbe, the Mishnah Bura, look at the Mishnah Bura on the left-hand side, we'll do that first. So he's got over here, she'akol, why does the Rambam say she'akol? D'lo yabi ela ze'o bi'alma. All it is just the wetness, it is just the It is literally the perspiration of the fruit, but it's not the flesh of the fruit itself. See, he says, there's a Gemara which talks about boiling beets, not beetroot, but beets that are inedible as they are, and you boil them and you make a soup. So you make a soup out of this beet, which is a vegetable, and the Gemara says, udakuli shalki, what you do is you stew it. You stew them, that's what you do with them. Stewing them, that is what you do. So the bracha is berei pri adoma. Why? Because they're grown to be stewed to make soup. So therefore, what you're using them for is the purpose that they're grown. The product that you want is not the beets themselves, because they're woody. You cannot eat them. They're not edible. But they've got a nice flavour. And therefore, the Gemara says, an explicit Gemara, that you make berei pri adoma. And he says, that's coming in Shulchan Aruch. I didn't bring that down, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Now, what we have is, the reason is, mishum dehasam, there with these inedible beets, roiv achilas oisom yirokos, how the majority of eating, I don't know whether they're literally inedible, but that's the majority of them, how are they eaten? Alidei shlikah, by stewing them. So that's what you're growing this vegetable to make a stew, to boil them to bits. And then you want the juice, you want the liquid, you want the flavour out of them into the soup. And therefore you make hadoma. He says, Mashenkin Ocha, in this case, we're talking about the papyrus, you're talking about regular fruit, delav darkayu, the mishlok, that's not the norm to stew them or lechovshom or to pickle them and soak them for long periods of time. And these are fruits that you eat in the normal way. So he says like this. Then I've got underlined here, it's underlined for you, which is, but if you got me shlikasom, the water, the juice of after you've stewed them, the kvishosom, or after you've pickled them and left them in the liquid for a long time, kumoisom, is like them, umavorich olai brei pri ho'etz, lecholi alma, everyone agrees. V'cholze v'peiros, as long as it is talking about fruits, shemitchilas netiyosom, when you plant them, is nataluhu adaita lo'ichlom v'shonim. Very important. If you have fruit, and the main purpose of growing, the growers have in mind that they're growing this in order to stew them and to sell, to use the stewed, the liquid of the stewing. That's what they want. That is their primary product. Even though you've only to throw out everything else, you've just got this liquid. That liquid is going to make berei pri ho'etz. So it all depends on the growers. Wherever the growers are, yeah, sure, their intentions are greatly influenced by supply and demand, by the market demand. So if the market demand is for this liquid, that's what they're growing it for, then it'll ripple through, and the bracha on the liquid will be ho'etz or hadoma, depending on what you started off with, whether it was a fruit or whether it was a vegetable. And therefore, that's what we see in source number one, and therefore I would say like this, the cocoa beans are definitely grown in order to make chocolate. The majority of wild cocoa is made into chocolate. That is undisputed. So therefore, when the growers are growing these cocoa trees, yes, so they're growing cocoa beans, these beans are grown to make chocolate out of them. So if you're making chocolate out of them, surely that should claim the bracha. There's the beginning. There's the beginnings of a source to say you should make berei pri ho'etz on the chocolate. If we go straight, I'm going to miss out the Shari Tshuva for the moment, but if we go straight to the Chazon Ish, who's talking in Hilchos Shavuos, the Chazon Ish, I'm going to zoom in because there's quite a bit over here, hopefully we've seen the sources, I'm going to zoom in on what I've underlined so that we'll take it. So he says, quite, he's talking about orange juice, and he's talking about whether orange juice has got Kedusha Shavuos. So oranges have Shavuos, Kedusha Shavuos. What about the juice? Do we say the juice is just perspiration, it's not the fruit itself, or not? So the Chazon Ish says, Umashma dim omeid l'schita. If these oranges were grown to make orange juice out of them, nami hayotze mehem, whatever comes out of these oranges When you squeeze them, choshev peri is considered the fruit of the tree. The very famous chaznish, that if the majority of oranges would be grown for juicing, for making orange juice, you'd make very creates of orange juice. So basically, he's taking this another level, not just when you stew it, but when you actually squeeze it, and all you've got is the juice and the rest you throw away, that would be brepriates, because the majority is what you grow it for. And lower down as well, underlined in black, yes, tapuz is an orange, but the juice of an orange, is there for squeezing in our days. And underlined in blue again at the bottom, the whole sheroiv bnei odom nichaluhu b'mashkin, k'moy b'peri mikri omit, he says, like the fruits, if people are equally happy to have orange juice, as they are oranges, whole oranges, mikri omit l'schita, it's called that they are there for squeezing. That's what they are, and b'tzalchiyum. But he's very, very close to saying that orange juice should be very pre-rates. But he stops short of it because, first of all, how did the majority of people, the majority of oranges, as far as I know, the majority of world oranges are sold as fruit, not for juice. And therefore you don't quite get there when it comes to oranges. If I can take you to source number 7 first, and we'll get some more building blocks before we have a look at the contemporary sugars. So source number 7 talks about jam. It talks about jam and it talks about fruit. It talks about pureed fruit. So here we are, tamarim. If you take dates from miachon, you just squash them down. Biyad, with your hand, v'osamem iso, you make a type of, maybe it's date spread. You can get it date spread. So basically, you just squash it down. So he says, v'hoitzimem gawinem, good idea, take the pips out first. He says, afilu hochi lo nishtanis b'chosam avorech alem b'rei prihoitz. He says, you saw me prepuate, levasoif brochon me'in sholish, you can make an alhamichio, not alhamichio, alhoetz you make. Because, why is that? I haven't brought this Mishnah brought down, but the reason is because the consistency is still there. Okay, then the Ramah says, ulefize huadin, he says, belitavrin, hanikra, pavidla, we don't know what that is either, except it is fruit jam. That's what it is. If you make fruit jam, same thing. You take fruits, you stew them, and no problem at all, that's what it is. It's just crushed fruit. That's what you've got. The yeshaimrim, some say the vorchamalim she'akoil, brings a machlokes about it. The toiv lachush lechatzchila levorch she'akoil, because she'akoil will do for the evid, even the brochas o'eitz. Avon in birech berei priyoetz, if you make berei priyoetz on fruit jam, yotzo, you're going to be yotzer. Because, main opinion is, should be hoetz. Ki chein nira ikka. That's the main bracha. So if you fruit jam, it's all mixed up, it's all crushed. It doesn't explain whether you've got whole pieces of fruit inside or not. But you've got two things here. If you have a look at the Mishnah Berurah in Mem Daled, he tells you, Vim roiv derech achilas, underlined in red, oisam peiros hu al yedei risuk, if the majority of these fruits are consumed when they've been blended, pureed, af lechatchila mvorech b'lchoso haruyo, everybody would agree that you make the correct brocha, be'ilim brei pureed, so brei piadomo, whether it's hoetz or hadomo. If you take some fruit, and that is the way it's consumed, kagoin, in those days, they used to make out of pumpkins, they used to make some sort of a pumpkin dip. I think that's what it is. He says, so koirin, kirbis, don't know what it is, but they used to make some sort of pumpkin dip. So therefore, in such a case, he says, v'chein, ingba. Ingba, we know what it is, that is. Sorry? It's ginger. Ingba is ginger, he says. V'shari b'somim, and other shukim, other ground spices, Sha'uchlin in tzuka, mevorachin brei pri adom. So there are actually two chidushim here in this piece. There are two chidushim. Number one, it's ground down, the consistency is not there. But even though the consistency is not there, the majority of this fruit is grown for grinding it down. Doesn't matter. Iquitos Heights. The majority of cocoa beans are there, ground down, to make chocolate, Bakery Leaks. There's another chiddush here, and that is jams. I think even the really good jams, the high quality jams, I think still the percentage of sugar and fruit is to 35. 65% sugar, 35% jam. I mean, fruit. So basically, you've got a majority of sugar.
Which is also high, really.
Ah. What the bracha on sugar is, it's something we learnt that last week, what the bracha is, it's not at all clear. The bracha really has settled down to a sherko. Pretty much. There's lots to say about it, but I don't want to digress, but you're right. There is an element remaining. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you mate or eats on sugar, the dieved yoyotze. So you couldn't say, oh, silly me, I make a shakol, because sopik brachas lahakil, you may be yoyotze. So maybe a very interesting point, that maybe that would join together, be a tziruf. But the Mishnah Berurah here doesn't mention anything about that. But he's saying, because really what you want is the jam. You want the fruit. The sugar is there in order to preserve the fruit. And that's what you're doing. So therefore he says, that's what you've got, and the bracha that you're making is going to be Barei Pri Ho'etz on this. And but basically, our puree, or smoothies, whatever they're called nowadays, you take fruit and the bracha on those, if there's no consistency left, we're going to make a sherko. Because our fruits are not grown for that. But if you have a fruit which is grown for that, Ho'etz would retain its bracha. It would retain its bracha.
Apple sauce will be Ho'etz then?
Apple sauce, the majority of apples are eaten raw.
Yeah, Brambies.
Very interesting question about Brambies. Very interesting question about Brambies. The question is, what are the majority of Brambies grown for? Are they grown to make apple sauce out of them? Are they? I don't know.
Nobody.
But if they would, then you'd have to, the question is, do you separate Brambies from others? Do you say it's a separate meal?
They're sold in the shop as cooking apples.
Oh, but what do you do with them when you cook them? Do you eat them as sliced cooked apples, or do you cook them? What happens to them? What's the majority? So if they would be, there's a very interesting point. You should make Ho'etz then on applesauce. Quite right. We were just discussing that before. I think there is a very good case to be made to make Ho'etz on apple puree if you knew that they were made from Brambies. I don't think the majority of them are made from Brambies. If you do it at home, your wife does it at home, she'll take Brambies. But I think when they're making applesauce, they'll make it from Mikasha or Biyodo, whatever's left over, that's what they will take. I think there is. You think that they're making it specifically? I don't know. You have to find out. I think you'll find that all these things that they make it out of, they always know there's going to be a surplus, and they get that very cheap, and they're going to use that for that. I think so, could be, but again, all this needs ascertaining. But yeah, potentially we have. Let's have a look at source 4, and then we've got all the building blocks we need to have a look at the sugars. So source number 4, and this is the Samim Shukim. The Shulchan Aruch is all from the same simon, the Sif Zayin this time. The Samim Shukim, if you have ground spices, Umuravim in Sukkah, this is the case. You mix them with sugar, have a Samim Ikka, the spices count as the dominant ingredients. Umavorich Aleim, the bracha you make, Kadin Brichas Usam Psalm, whatever the bracha Psalm is. So if it's cinnamon, Wadoma. If it's ginger, Wadoma. It could be nutmeg, it would be Ho'etz. So whatever it is, something like that. Why does the Shulchan Aruch have to say that the Psalm is the Ikka? Is the dominant ingredient?
It's a flavour at the end of the day, just like sugar is.
So you've got to say that it's a minority. It's not the ikka quantity wise, volume wise, not the ikka. And the Mishnah is going to tell us this. So you're talking about a spice that you add, but there's more sugar. So we've had this now with the jam. What you want, you don't want the sugar, you want the jam. Do you want flavored sugar to make it into a sweet, or do you want to eat the spice, but it's far too potent to be able to have as it is, so you're going to calm it down, so you're going to have something sweet, which is going to take away the pungency of it, to be able to have it. So here we have it. This is what he says. The bracha is the bracha of the besomim. If we have a look, I'm so sorry, I didn't manage to get this on this page. If you go to the other page, let's have a look at Mishnah Berurah and the Shad Tzion first, and then we'll come back to the Bi'ah Halacha and the Shai Tshuva. So here we are in source number 4 at the top over here, the continuation of 4. So, Shchukim, you face in the Mishnah Berurah, here we are, Shchukim, these are ground spices. Hainu. Although the spices are completely ground down and squashed, we've lost all resemblance, visible resemblance and consistency of the original spice. Legamri, ad she'enika b'em teron harishon, you can't tell it at all. Everyone agrees that these spices retain their bracha. Why? Underlined in red, the derech habesomim lichtosh pa'ofen zeh. Once it becomes the way to grind them down in that way, that is absolutely fine. It keeps its bracha. Habesomim ikka, hainu, again underlined in red, afilu kashahaya tzuka haroiv, even if the sugar is the majority. Uma'at besomim, and you've got a minority of somim, uke'en shenogim beinelu lasos, and he talks about, this is, I think, magin ponover, shema'arvin tzuka, harber im ingber kotush. So they were taking grated or ground ginger, and they were mixing it with loads of sugar. Afilo hacha ingber ikka, the ginger is the main thing. Anyone has tasted ginger biscuits? Yeah, you need the fire brigade as it is. There's not much ginger in there. So fresh ginger is much less potent. Dried ground ginger is fiery. So you put a tiny bit in, but what do you really want? You want the ginger. But you need to have lots of sugar to make it edible. Otherwise, it's too much. So he says the ginger is what you require, and the sugar is the subsidiary, even though the volume content is exactly the other way around. And that's it. And he says quite clearly in the Shad Tzion, he says, Rotzaleima and Yutes, just below. And the Eina Deime, the Marshal Mavur Basimil Reishdal and Sivchov Beis, Sivchov and Chov Beis, I haven't printed that for you. He explains what it is. The Tzorek Shia Nika Mahusa Vatoyalri. You're only going to make the Oetzo Adoma if you can see that there's something left of it. But if it's completely down, so you have sometimes an hors d'oeuvre, you'll have fruit that's been pureed. The bracha on that is shaku. If there are no bits left, it's just smooth. A smoothie, it's completely smooth. The bracha is definitely shaku. But this case, the hocha le'inyan habesomim shadarkom bakach, it's the norm. That is the way it is consumed. Moedu kule alma, everyone agrees. And therefore, that's what you've got. So you're down to cocoa from the bean. You've ground it down to cocoa powder. Perfectly normal way. That's what it's meant for. And then you take that and you make something out of it, just like the ginger, you add sugar, and that's about it. If it is black chocolate, you add milk and milk powder, and whatever you do, if it is white chocolate, and you have the cocoa, we'll talk a bit more about it, but that's what you're doing, and therefore the direction should definitely be hoetz. And therefore that's why there's a move, just that it should be hoetz. Just that the matzias you should know about cocoa, the cocoa bean has two parts to it. It's got cocoa butter inside it. A butter which is called cocoa butter. It's an oily substance. And then the core of it, sometimes called the nib, is something which is very hard, and that's what's ground down to make cocoa that we have, the cocoa powder. So basically, if you have a look at a bar of chocolate, if you have a look and read it, it says, if you have a look there, if you don't mind, have you got that available? Have you got the 72% one, to start off with. Don't mind, yeah, thanks so much. I'll just read it out, but if you like, I'll just read out. So this is 72, I think it's meant for tasting afterwards, so practical. 72% cocoa, this one says. So what's it got in it? So the ingredients, this cocoa mass, that is what we call, it's the cocoa, it's the ground, it's what we call cocoa powder. Then it's got sugar, is the next one ingredient. The next one is cocoa butter. That is the cocoa, the greasy, the oily stuff, which part of it. And then cocoa powder it's got. And then vanilla extract and etc. Minimum solids in chocolate is 72%. So in this one, you've actually got a rave. The majority is actually cocoa. Is actually cocoa. That's what it is. The majority is 72%. You've got another ones which are 55% you've got over there. And you've got another few, you can have a look at them. The others that are there, even the white chocolate, has got a minimum of 29% cocoa there. What do you want? Do you want the sugar, the milk, or do you want the cocoa? Surely, it's the chocolate. That's the main thing you want. It's not just a flavouring of cocoa like you'll put in your milk. If you're going to have hot milk with cocoa in, so then you have a bit of flavour, but you're having the milk with cocoa flavour. Here, when you have the white chocolate, you're having chocolate, but you want it with other things adding it, which are there to enhance the chocolate, the flavour of the chocolate. So even if you get down to below 50%, you're the same as you have with the... And therefore, the chayla, that should be the brocha. And that's what, if you have a look at source number 3, Chula from Rav Shlomo Zalman, we're running out of time. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, source number 3... So in Mincha Shlomo it says Be'inyan shokolad shenog levorich alof shako. The meaning is to make shako. So he says Nososi v'nososi b'zeh, Nososati v'nososi b'zeh. I have discussed this extensively in Gedolei Torah, that debishloma al hamashke shel cacao. If you have cocoa, cocoa drink, nicha. He understands this. Why is he talking about cocoa drink? Because if you have a look at source number 1 that I left out, the Shari Tshuva. Source number 1 at the top, right at the top, he's got over here, just after Shulchanov, he says over here, I'm behete, but I'm beponim me'iris, he says, shechizek devorov, and he says, siyem bozeh, shegam hunayig levorach she'akoyo al kavei v'te, coffee and tea. Very interesting question. Why don't we make tea leaves are grown to make tea? Why don't we say that the brocha should be on a cup of tea? Should be brei pi adamo? It's the leaf. And similarly, you should make on ground coffee. Coffee made out of fresh coffee, real coffee made out of coffee grounds. What are coffee beans made for? Making coffee. So as well, the brocha on a cup of coffee should be break for your eights. Never seen them making break for your eights, right? A cup of coffee. So there. So in therefore, Rav, so the question is, kaminik ha'olam, he says, the minik is to make shakoil, the gam al shokoladi, he says, so Shlomo Zalman says, I'm okay with a chocolate drink. It's okay, a drink from chocolate, I'm okay with that. Because he says, Mashal Borchim Shakoil, he says, and he quotes the Shari Tshuva, Avo Shokolad, but if it is the chocolate, a piece of chocolate, Harihu Mamash Oichel Gomel. There's a Tosfos, we haven't got time for it, there's a Tosfos who says that anything which is a drink, it's Shakoil. And that's why we don't spill the coffee beans. That's why we make shakol on coffee. We make shakol on tea and not ho'etz and adama respectively. Because it's a drink. So Shlomo Zalman says if it's a drink, we got tosis. Well, I didn't mention tosis, but there's a tosis like that. But when he comes to a piece of chocolate, he says quite clearly it should be that the brocha should be, and he quotes, whereas we've got simon reish gimel siv zayin shal besoim shchukim, ground spices umuravim in suk, even if they're mixed with sugar, hal besomim ikka, the spice is the main thing, umuvaruch aleim kedin b'chas osam besomim. So he really doesn't understand why, and he says afterwards, I've underlined for you, he says v'aplio b'yosa l'chein l'asfadim, since the mechaber sticks his neck out and says that on the mashed dates you're going to make o'etz, even though the Ramah wavers whether it should be Shakoil or not, on a similar parallel jam, but Mechabes stands strong. It's going to be O'etz. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Sfarim should be making O'etz on chocolate.
I've seen Sfarim that make O'etz on chocolate.
You've seen that. Mm-hmm. I've seen Ashkenazi make O'etz on chocolate. But the Minigan, the Olam is not. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, very surprised. V'choshavti loymai says, he comes along with a couple of things. Since you don't eat the chocolate raw, and it's got to be cooked, and it's got to be mixed with other things, maybe v'afsha derech achilosa tomid alidei risa, can you grind it? He says, and he ends off here, ach adain tomua, it's still no way. Shlomo Zalman says, you try your best, the bottom line is, this is tremendously surprising. He says, Shahari Mavua, the Gemara of Ingvar, Shechukim, Ochlimim Tzuka, the brochas waits. Clearly, black and white, clear in Shulchan Aruch, Brochin Tzorchim Gavul. So Shlom Zalman is not going to tamper with the brocha. He's not going to stop people making brocha, Kol Mi'abid Varoi, but he leaves it with Tzorchim Gavul. He has no idea why we're not making hoids. That's from Shlom Zalman. The bottom line, we're running out of time, so I really don't want to go over time, but it's likely, so all I can say is source number 5, that we've seen a little bit, that was Dan Krauss. If you have a look on the second column, right at the second column, and it is the after Dalad, Hey, and the next column, Achrei Kosvi Kol Zos, after I've written all this, Kosav Li Chochom Echod, Mashe Shoma Batzmoy Viki Moron Hon, Horav Yosef Shalom Shlita Eliashiv, Shlita Bet Zeicha Tavit Livrocha, Al Shokolad Meikah Din, says Rabbi Yashiv, Tzorek Levorich, Olov Bari Prihoitz. And Mamatil Kamatainus Fasmoros Levacha tried to argue the other way. He says, Velekibaleisam Ela Omad Badaite. He didn't accept them. He says, Ela Shumikomo Kaminikoli Sur Levorich of Shako, the Yevshalashanis. So both, we get the same thing, Shlomo Zalman is not changing the Bracha, but they're both saying, very, very strange, he really doesn't understand it. There is a response from Ramosha Sternbuch, we won't have time to see that, number 6. But let's go straight to source number 8, and that is the Shevet HaLevi, and that's Rav Ozner, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha. Somebody asked Rav Ozner, Das Rabbeinu, what is your opinion? Al Birchas Shokolad about the chocolate. Ki Das HaGrashaz Oyabach. Because of Shlomo Zalman, the Hagrish El Yashiv. So here it is again. It's common knowledge that these are their opinions. The Vorit Brei Priwaits. And I had the schus as well, and discussed this as well with my Rebbe. I had the schus of being in Kol Torah and hearing Shiurim from Shlomo Zalman. And I remember when the Sefer Mincha Shlomi came out, we discussed with him, why are we making oates? We should be making oates on chocolate. Shlomo Zalman said, absolutely, we should be making oates. Certainly. And the same thing over here is that's what it is. From Nissen Karelitz, Shlita, my Rebbe also told me, it should be oitz, of course it should be oitz. The Minig Olam is to make Shako. So they asked Rav Ozner, what's going on? Why is it? Shim Roiv, Del Chakilos, and Rishon Peyus said the majority of these are fruits, and it's the fruits of the cocoa trees, clearly the cocoa bean. Ali De Risuk, that you grind it down. Afachatchilam of Varach HaBrocha Ruila, that's the Bishami the Brocha. The Loma HaOlam Noigin of Varach Shako. And he comes up with a few ideas, possibly this and that and the other, but the bottom line is as well, it's a limud schus. The answer is, really the bracha should be brei priwaits, but the minhag ha'olam is to make shako. Did it happen? Because historically, the cocoa bean was used for chocolate drink much, much before anybody thought of making bars of chocolate out of it. Maybe, I don't know. Some want to say, because you take it and you break it up into cocoa mass and cocoa butter, you put it together with other things, but 72% chocolate, 72% cocoa, that's what it is. That's really what it is, with a bit of other things added to it. But surely, you're eating the cocoa bean ground up. After that, what difference does it make how you do it? That is what it's grown for producing precisely this. And therefore, the answer isn't a very good one. But the minhag ha'olam is to make shakoil, and therefore that's what is settled down. But all I can say is the following. The interesting question is, and somebody asked of Moshe, what bracha do you make on chocolate-coloured raisins, covered raisins, coated raisins? And Rav Moshe is quoted over here in Dalad, in source 5, and Rav Moshe writes quite clearly you make shakoil. He says quite clearly, he says you make shakoil on the chocolate, and he says the raisin is going to be, the question is what's the ikka, what are you really having it for, is the main frame the chocolate, and the thing, very, very surprising, the Ramesha doesn't get involved at all in the question, so he says you may make two, there are three options, you either make two brothers, because you say that they're both what you intend, or you say the main thing is the raisin, but you just have it a bit chocolate coated, or you say the main thing is you're having a piece of chocolate, and you've got a little bit of a treat inside the middle, you'll suddenly discover there's a raisin there. Three possibilities of what bracha we make. But Rav Moshe doesn't begin to say that there's any possibility that the bracha on the chocolate itself should be hoetz, in which case the whole thing should be, there's a non-starter for the question. That's what's going on. In practice, the minhag is to make shakol. However, I'll say like this. if, and I discussed this with my Rebbe, Ramissim Karelis, I asked him, what happens if you're having afters and you had a fruit, you had some grapes, you had some orange, you had whatever it is, and you made your eitz already, and the chocolate's there in front of you. So Ramissim said to me, certainly, if you have kavona too, you know that you're going to have the chocolate, then you made a bracha already on the fruits, for eitz, surely, the minhag ha'olam then, minhag ha'olam is based upon basically the shekel will work even if it's ha'etz. But seemingly, once you've already made ha'etz, and that was in your intention to have the chocolate next, it was on the table, or you are dependent upon what's being served, once you made ha'etz, you're not going to make shekel anymore on chocolate. However, if you're starting with chocolate in the first place, the minhag ha'olam seems to be kaveh, we make shekel. Why isn't clear at all, but you see there's certainly the sources are far better for making oats than they are for making shakol on them, and that just gives a little bit of an opening, a little bit of an understanding, a little bit of an opening to see what's going on. Maybe Mitzvah Shem next week, the question will already advertise that the question is, what bracha do you make on licorice? So pieces of licorice, the piece of licorice, what's inside the licorice stick? It's fascinating, what's inside the licorice stick? And what bracha could you make on licorice? What bracha would you make on licorice? We'll have next week to have a look. If you go past, have a look in confectionery, have a look and see what the licorice stick is doing. What I can tell you is, fascinating thing is, that licorice has about 30% flour inside it. 30% flour. So therefore, the question is, what bracha is the right bracha to make on licorice? I have a correspondence with Diane Krauss on the matter, and I've been around to ask it, fascinating Maramakonis to see on it. So, Mitzvah will bring my next week, maybe we'll have a little share and some Maramakonis on the bracha, on licorice and things like confectionery. Incredibly eye openers to these things. And could there possibly be a possibility of making mazonis? Is that possible? Could you make a bracha? Would you make mazonis? Would you make a bracha main shalosh on it? Could that be? What and how? Why are they putting it in? Would that matter? Will come in Mitzvah Hashem. Have a wonderful all that Mitzvah Hashem next week. But by all means, everyone have something to eat and have some chocolate as well, and some cake, whatever it is. Maybe just a few minutes, even if it's something. I'm just going to do something.